Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's a Wednesday edition of OMF with Lou Merlone.
Of course, a lot of it is his own fault. Throwing the ball in the crapper in center field.
Christian Fourier.
This is out of here. It's going to hit the wall. No, it isn't. Damn it.
And Glenn Ordway.
Out to left field, and that is out of here. No, it went off the deck.
You were careful. You learned from my mistake.
The Red Sox have given you a 30-game sample. What do you like?
I like chaos.
And what has you concerned?
Babe Ruth with that swing, swinging that bat.
I would strike Babe Ruth out every time.
We talk to Alex Cora at 2:30.
There's something cool going on here.
Now it's time for OMF.
That ball was right down the poop shooter.
On EEI.
It is indeed Wednesday. That means Alex Cora makes his visit. And boy, every week he makes his visit, he's in first place in the American League East. How long will that?
Think they go
continue?
Wire to wire?
Yeah. How long will that
do we need to take care of some show housekeeping, Lou? I don't know.
Housekeeping.
Do we need to? I feel like we need to let Tyler have the floor just for a quick minute and a half,
yeah,
Glenn.
You can tie in on Curtis, but this is kind of getting ridiculous here, Glenn. I don't know. I know you're not here, but this is the second day this week. We walk in here, and the Greg Hill Show, and Greg, Wiggy, whatever you want, there's plates of Mexican. Just been sitting here since what?
It would be
6
Mexican
in the morning?
Food, right?
Mexican food, yes.
I had the same reaction.
Mexican food, okay. Sitting here since 6 a.m. The other day, it was like ribs and barbecue sauce
two
all
and
over
a half
the table.
Pizzas.
Like, seriously, chicken fingers. And it's just all over the studio. Every single day, it's now 2 o'clock. It's been here since 6 a.m. Pick up your stuff, dude, at 10, and throw
I'm
it
going
out.
Home now.
You think I want to eat this at 2? Get it out of here, dude. This is disgusting.
Are they playing like clean up chicken? Like nobody wants to do it
after Mike Adams for 15 minutes.
It sounds like Ken, children, and Ken it? And Curtis are like these executives now, and it's beneath them to pick up the mess of the hosts that leave the mess.
Just pick
so
it
they
up,
create
dude.
The stupid taste test, and they leave all the food here just stinking up the place. Go, Tyler.
Christian, pleasure to be here with you. Thank you for having me.
They have like 3 associate producers. We have 0 on this show. They can delegate the duty to clean up the crap around here and show some respect for the
There's
people that work
absolutely,
here.
They're the sloppiest.
They
we're the sexiest show here at WEI. They're the sloppiest show.
How do you leave this stuff that they've left the
they
last couple of
days? They might be
the
most sexiest show on this station.
Agree.
It's disgusting.
There's a banquet TV, like a pasta dish.
The other day
it's
picked up
Mexican
all that barbecue
too.
Stuff. I got it like on my hands. I'm picking up plates. I'm like snapping during the break. Well, I got seriously barbecue sauce all over me, picking up after their like 5 containers of wings, 2 pizzas.
And that's
like,
not even talking about what the back studios look like. Do you wipe your mouth with the keyboard? It's vile back there. Like, I actually look at my hands and go, which finger do I not care about losing? I'm typing stuff with my pinkies because there's Pop-Tart crumbs and grease. It's disgusting,
so,
man.
Like that, I don't understand why.
What the hell?
So, Gresh and Keith, no issues with the slop that is left behind for them?
Because they're also vile human beings.
No. I don't know. Listen, I would say that very clean. Listen, we've left it there too. Okay, on multiple occasions.
I don't blame those
you know,
guys.
There was a towel when Gronk came in here and was massaging the naked body, the naked hairy body of Greg Hill.
Oh.
That towel was in here for 6 months.
You don't wear your
6 months.
In a
nobody
massage.
Picked it up.
I know.
Hey
guys,
no, you don't
refused.
Let somebody else do it.
I'm
too good to pick up my own crap. Oh, wait, what are we doing? We have no leadership.
Just leave this.
Somebody's got to take control.
Leave this. I'm not touching it today.
Lord of the Fries.
I want that there at 6 a.m. when they walk in.
No, I have an idea.
I want to see if they throw it out.
No, they're not going to.
Why do I envision Greg's house looking like this?
Just a sloppy single. I'm a single man living, just not cleaning
just
up anything.
Crap what everywhere.
When does the maid show up?
Yeah.
I have an idea. I will share it with you during the break.
My sneeze is vibing.
I was going to give you an idea. If this continues on, it's very simple. We hire somebody to come in at night. We walk them in there. And then we put food everywhere. Just leave it there.
No, that's not good enough.
Rancid food.
Been a part of some of these, Lou. Also, when the pranks start, like in any locker room for any season, depending on winning or losing, there's always one guy that says, you know what, I'm just going to, kill this and end it right now. So there's a little bit of jousting with, okay, I'll put some stuff in your gloves and turn your hands black. You know, I'll let the air out of your tires. You know, stuff
fill
like
up your
that.
Car with popcorn.
And it goes back and forth. So I remember one time, nobody really knew who this guy was, and they didn't know what made him tick and how nutty he was. But they did one prank on him. And instead of just, going back and forth with a quick little volley, he went right for the jugular. He took a steaming hot dump in one of the guy's helmets.
Not a bad idea.
The night before practice.
I don't want to do that to Mutt, though. Leave it all night.
Straight to the throat and then end it right then and there. Nobody ever mess with him ever again.
That's what we need to do.
You got to throw like Mutt and like Brian Barrett. You got
to
make
they need to be in on it. We need to give them marching order. Here, Mutt, when you leave, this is what you do.
Okay. Yeah, I like that.
I tell you what, Barrett sniffs a little bit of that tonight and he'll suddenly like music an awful lot.
Even then, it'll sit there for 6 hours. It won't sit there for a freaking eight.
There's some of this food's got fuzz on it already.
It's just
disgusting.
That is bad.
It's like maggots in the rice dishes. Not
so
today.
Why don't you just go to management and
yeah, we'll go to our boss.
Oh, that's right. Management is the ones that actually caused
the problem. That's them. Those are our bosses. Those two guys.
I apologize.
Heckle and Jekyll.
All right.
Yeah, I'm going to do a Pac-Man Jones. I'm going to make it bleep and rain.
Do it.
Got it out of your system? You okay?
Yeah. Oh, good.
I think Tyler's the most mad because he has to deal with an unregular basis.
Well, Tyler should be mad. He should be mad. It's his job to make sure that the studio is.
And I think Kenny Curtis, they basically want Tyler to clean it up. It's like they're just.
Oh, that's BS.
That's what they're doing. They're basically saying, Tyler, we're better than you. We're smarter than you. We've been here longer. We have executive in front of our title. So you clean it up. You pee on.
So 2 out of 4 is not bad.
You going to take that, Tyler?
All right.
Christian, Tyler,
I feel the same exact way.
I'm tired of it. Two days ago was even worse.
It filled up the whole core
ribs,
of the studio.
Chicken fingers, wings, and it's like, dude,
pasta, breadsticks.
What are you doing eating that at 6 a.m. anyways? You sick bastard.
What are you going to just write a sternly?
Wake up at 7:30 in the morning. Hey, let's eat some pizza and ribs and chicken wings and just coleslaw.
Just think it's a little heavy for the 6 a.m. hour.
Jeez, someday there'll
maybe
be
like
a
nice omelet.
Someday there'll be a boss. Actually, a boss that can actually,
All right, I'm good.
That was it.
All right, good. Alex Cora will join us coming up, just in about 20 minutes from
AC.
Now. And he must be pleased because every time he comes on the program, I think we probably have an awful lot to do with it. We talk about the first place Boston Red Sox, and they are still in first place, 18-12 right now. Though I wouldn't say, and you did last night's game, I wouldn't say last night is a game I feel particularly good about.
Last night was a W.
Yeah, you get the big, huge lead, and then you're using your closer to get the final 5 outs of the game.
Not
That's not what you want against the worst team in baseball, but it's a win. A win.
I like the mentality, though. I like the mentality after the game. Cora says, listen, we're going to go win it. We got to win this game. But we're going to go
with Barnes.
We're going to use our best player.
Yeah, I like the mentality. The first two winnings, they came out and absolutely pounded them. In the first two innings, that was good too. After Texas and struggling, and Fulmer still got good stuff. He's just coming back from Tommy John.
Yeah,
they put an absolute whooping on his ass, and I like that. And everything was great until Austin Bryce came in. So, you look at this team, and it's a W. They should have beat Detroit. They beat Detroit. And we'll see. You go out there tonight, and you mentioned the team's not hitting it well. They're beat up right now. You should whoop them. And they beat them, so they got a W. But, yeah, they're still – and what I'm curious about is, Alex Cora has always talked about, minor league season hasn't started yet. Minor league season hasn't started yet. One guy like Franchy Cordero, where's he going to get at bats? Well, it started last night. You haven't made any transactions at all. It's just been Tanner Houck. And when you look at this team now, 30 games into it, you can sit there and be like, okay, maybe it's time to move on from that guy. Just send him down. Give him some ABs. Maybe it's time to get that guy out of the bullpen, this guy out of the bullpen. Because there's a lot of good things going on here, but there's still some guys kind of, you know, not carrying their weight.
Well, and I think you've got to look at it. If you've got depth and you believe you've got pitching depth, and you look at the guys that are out in Worcester right now, and you got a couple guys out there that could help you during the course of the season, I think you've got to make sure they're in the mix somewhere. Because you look around the league, this is a mediocre league. I mean, everybody is 500. The Yankees are playing well, but they're still only one game over 500. The Rays, in every division is like that. For all the talk about the Dodgers, and what did Vegas have them on the board? Over-under wins, was it 110 or something ridiculous like that? They've been the worst team in baseball over the last 16 games.
Yeah, but
they're 4-12.
Yeah, but I would say there are a lot of one-run losses. So I would say that's nothing to get worried about. That's a hiccup. So listen,
I'm not worried about it.
I know, but they won't win.
They won't. They've got
injuries. I know, but one run losses. That is a thing, and it's just a hiccup. And I would say that division is insane. Okay, the teams that they have to play. I mean, it's just good luck finding your way out of that. Like, you can be one of the best teams and finish second.
No, but I think your point is right, though. When you look around, you got 5 teams and 12 losses. That's the best records.
Yes.
Some teams have 16, 17, 18 wins, but everybody's got 12. There isn't one team out there, and you thought the Dodgers would be the team, you know, that might be like 23-6 right now. Something like that, right? It's not happening. It's not happening. So the Red Sox, they've stayed healthy. Their rotation's been good. Their lineup has been good. So, I mean, you know, you talk about like where they are 30 games in. I know it's still early, but, you know, most of the concerns, I would say, other than Ottavino, are the 24th, 25th, 26th man in the roster. You want to talk about Taylor, Bryce, and Cordero? Fine. Go beat yourself up over it. But, you know, and Dahlbeck might be falling in that category. But it's still like, Ottavino's the one guy. He's the guy.
Better last night.
He's the guy. Darwin's inconsistency, he's the guy. But those two guys keeping leads late, that's the concern. Everything else, so far so good, 30 games in.
Listen, I'm not going to sit here and tell you that I feel great about this team the rest of the way. There's a long way to go, and baseball can change dramatically. As I've said, I usually wait until after Memorial Day to get to June the 1st. But the one thing I will say, and you brought this up before the season began, maybe we're overrating some of these other teams. And to this point, I don't know if it's COVID. I don't know what it is. But you look around the league, and everybody's playing 500 ball or a game above or 2 games above or 2 games below. That's the entire league.
Everyone.
And you can't tell me there's not a big separation of talent of these baseball teams, and yet they all look the same right now when you look at the standings. We'll get into a lot more with the Red Sox, Alex Cora. Interesting last night, you had 2 managers that were involved in incidents in the last few years. They played against each other last night. Then you had the players who were heavily involved in it, who really didn't get penalized, who really faced the noise in New York. We're going to get to that crazy story coming up next.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Ordway, Merloni, Fourier. Back to OMF on EEI.
Major League Baseball does an investigation, and they want people to snitch. So the only way to get people to rat and be a narc is by saying, we won't punish the players. We'll give you an immunity to rat people out. So now the players get the immunity, and all they do is go snitch like a little bitch.
And I'd like to talk about the Houston Astros, who are miserable cheaters.
You think the Astros should be stripped of their 2017 championship?
Yeah, I just don't think it holds any value. You know, you cheated, and you didn't earn it.
Gee, I guess who's up? Jose Altuve, we are coming to you live from the DuckDuckGo broadcast booth. And as Jose Altuve steps up to the plate, stepping up to the microphone is the voice of the New York Yankees. Here is John Sterling.
Well, thank you, Susan. Once again, good evening, everyone. This has exceeded my expectations. It's been so long since 2019 and 2017, but boy, these fans are really ready. And don't forget, there's only 10,000 at the most, and we are really giving it to Altuve.
I think there were a few ducks expressed last night by the Yankee fans at the Astros, maybe even harsher. So what a dichotomy. If you look at Fenway Park last night, you got A.J. Hinch, you got Alex Cora. They were both involved in the Houston cheating scheme, but they both paid the price. Both guys got suspended for a year. Both guys are scarred forever with this. The players who were heavily involved and the players who also gained an awful lot by doing it got nothing. Last year, nobody was in the stands. They got nothing. Nobody banging trash cans anywhere. Now they're paying the price, and last night they were in Yankee Stadium.
Yeah, it was nice.
Justice.
Yeah, no, I think it is interesting just, you know, how it just shows how badly Major League Baseball screwed this up by not, like, you know, legitimately punishing the players that were involved. So they wanted, and it was doomed to fail, sorry, from the beginning. So everybody's guilty, but you're only going to punish certain guys that you can punish. Like, you're going to the Major League Baseball Association, they're going to protect their guys. They're going to make sure nothing happens to them. but the adults in the room, they're the ones that are really to blame, because, you know, you had to say yes, you had to follow orders. But now you don't hear anything about Alex Cora. He paid his dues. Now he's, you know, managing and, you know, being congratulated for doing such a good job. AJ Hinch is on a crappy team, and whatever, nobody's yelling and screaming at him. And then the players are just getting demolished, like the Astro players. The Houston organization is getting demolished, Lou.
Yeah, they are. And listen, Alex and A.J. Hinch will get their ass booed when they go to Yankee Stadium.
No, but wouldn't they get their ass booed regardless?
Yes, but it'll be louder.
Cora got it in Texas the other
Aaron
night.
Aaron Boone comes to Fenway, he gets booed because of what happened, right, in 2003. But, I mean, Alex Cora's Red Sox manager, he'd probably be some boos, whatever. But now it's going to be like this. And Marwin Gonzalez, same thing. You know, they're not forgetting. It's personal with them. You know, so, but I think all of baseball, like Cora, I think, heard a little bit in Texas.
Yeah, a little
but
bit.
But, I mean, you might hear a little bit of whatever. In New York, you will hear it.
Yeah.
Because of, you know, the circumstances, who they lost to in the playoffs. Maybe if they played the Dodgers in L.A., you know, Cora would hear it there, too. But he won't hear it, like, in Cleveland, you know, or Tampa. You know what I mean? Like those guys, the Astros, I think will hear it everywhere. And they should hear it everywhere. I don't know if, Ryan, did you happen to find that Dusty Baker, he just missed the mark? This was after, like, opening day against the Angels in their own division.
We paid the price for it. How many people have not cheated, you know, on the test or whatever at some point in time? I mean, it's easy, you know, if you live in glass houses, but I don't think anybody lives in glass houses. And, you know, I think that you know, sometimes we need to look at ourselves before you, you know, spew hate on somebody else. Like I said, it's a sad, you know, situation for, you know, for America to me.
Yeah, it's a simple follow-up. It's a simple follow-up. Like, what price did they pay, Dusty? Like, what price did any of those, the players, pay?
Yeah, but everybody
did not pay. And that's why they're...
Alex Cora lost his job. AJ Hinch lost his job. Like, what price did these guys pay?
I mean, what are the kids supposed to think in the stands?
What are the kids supposed to think? Hey, listen, you can break the law and break the rules and get away with it, kids. That's what you could do.
And some of them are kids. They're following their parents.
Yeah, whatever. No, he's just protecting his guys. He's trying to dismiss it. But the reality is, that's why I think that the players and the actual Houston Astros organization is more likely to get hit harder on a regular basis than Alex Cora, who literally got thrown out of baseball.
Right.
They threw his ass out of baseball when the rules were realistically, it's, you know, they were playing fast and loose with the rules. Okay, it was bad, it was terrible, whatever. Unwritten rules in baseball. But these other guys, I mean, they're going to continually get screwed, and they should.
Well, they haven't even admitted they did anything wrong.
Oh, Correa was
really
defensive. Alex
Cora came out and said he was wrong. You know, he pleaded guilty to everybody.
Yeah, Cora comes back here to Boston. I watched A.J. Hinch last night, you know, with two outs in the first, go get Fulmer. And then with one out in the second to go get Lang, and I sat there and said, man, this guy really must have missed baseball to take this job.
Right.
But you got to be kidding me. Like, really, AJ, it's like, listen, you're a great man. Look what you just came from. Look what you're dealing with. You think it's going to get better in Detroit? Like, they got like one or two prospects. The kid going tonight's one of their first picks a few years back, but it ain't getting better anytime soon. You tell me that guy couldn't have gone to ESPN or MLB Network for a year?
Waiting for a better job.
And then turn around and just be like, yeah, I'll take the upstart, maybe Seattle team that's playing well this year. They're going to move on. Or maybe Chicago makes a move because La Russa's losing his goddamn mind. You know what I mean? Like you couldn't just sit back for a year. You took Detroit? Oh, my God.
So there's a story
out
there.
Every night.
And none of the Houston players are quoted in the story that I've seen. But there's a story that the Houston players or the team would like to go to MLB and see if they can have them do something. This would be the biggest mistake in the world. Yes. Like what? Stop the booing at Yankee Stadium? Can you imagine?
Coming to you live from the DuckDuckGo broadcast booth. And as Jose Altuve steps up to the plate.
They were awesome last night, though.
They won't imagine, see it. Though, booing, I don't. If they try to make a stink about this to MLB, that this is not fair, you've got to do something about that. It'll get 10 times.
I don't think Cora gets this. I don't think Cora gets that.
He'll get it, but that was nothing.
In June?
Oh, yeah.
June Cora comes will around. Get Yankee Stadium?
I don't
absolutely.
Know.
But they don't deserve 10,000. They deserve 50. Like, imagine what that would have been like with 50,000 chanting a-hole, you know, to Alex Bregman or F-U-L Tuve.
You're going
to
get that.
Well, thank you, Susan. Once again, good evening, everyone.
It was fantastic, yeah, but it was only 10,000 people.
Piling on somebody that's already been punished, I think, is just it's a different attitude when somebody's already been punished and suffered. Like, he suffered. He paid his dues. So, I'm going to go with no.
Yankee fans against Red Sox, you're going to be
wrong. I'm going to go with no.
This is the biggest no-brainer you can bet on right now. They are going to boo Alex Cora. If they did it in Texas, they will absolutely do it in New York. No question about it. But I like the sign that the players are getting it a lot worse because I think the public realizes the players really didn't pay much. They didn't pay a price. These other guys did pay a price. So Cora will get it, but he won't get it like these players are going to get it. And I think the players are going to get it everywhere they go. And I just hope they go to MLB. And MLB, what's MLB going to do? They're going to do, everybody please be quiet, make announcements in the
ballparks. MLB's already come out and said, if you hit somebody, we suspend you.
Right.
I mean, they've already protected them enough. Don't you think in the past, let them hit a few people, yell their names and swear at them?
Right. Unbelievable. Alex Cora joins us coming up next right here on OMF.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Get social. Facebook.com/WEEI and WEEI Sports on Instagram. Now more of OMF on EEI.
Swing ground ball hit to the mound. Fulmer has it. Fires high into center field.
He looked rattled out there. Of course, a lot of it was his own fault. Throwing the ball in the crapper in center field.
The drive to left field. High and deep. Back by the wall. Grossman looking up, and this ball is gone.
Do we see a position player tonight?
I would think so.
Very likely.
A three-run homer for Jacoby Jones, and just like that, it's 9-6.
You know, when they're up 8-2, I didn't really think I'd be feeling these emotions right now here in the sixth.
He makes the catch, and the Red Sox beat the Detroit Tigers in the first of a three-game series. The final, Boston 11 and Detroit 7.
Throw it in the crapper, Christian. That is baseball talk.
It is.
I think yeah, I jinxed
high-level baseball
position
talk.
Player line.
Exactly.
That was 8-2. I was like, I was everyone's going two-thirds of an inning. I'm like, AJ's going to run out of people, right?
It's Wednesday with AC Alex Cora interview brought to you by Shaw's and Star Market, official supermarket of the Red Sox Radio Network, Arbella Insurance, and by Zenni, the official eyewear of the Boston Red Sox. Major league style of minor league prices. Visit Zenni.com. And joining us right now on the Harbor One Hotline is indeed Alex Cora. AC, how are you?
Good. How are you?
Good.
We're doing fine.
So doing good.
Let's start with last night's game, and I'm wondering what the thought process is. I know you had Monday night off. You get off to a tremendous start. You're blowing them out. How did you feel when you had to go deep into that bullpen and you needed five outs from your closer?
Yeah, I mean, we'll take the win, right? And, you know, it's still a big league win, but in those instances, you're trying to rest guys. We didn't do the job in the sixth inning. We had to go to Ottavino and Darwinson, who had pitched three games out of four in Texas, and go to Barnsey. You know, it wasn't perfect, obviously, but we take the win, and then we'll see how it goes tonight. You know, we got Martin. Hopefully he can go deep into the game, and we can rest some of the guys back in the bullpen.
You know, Alex, I know you probably look at Texas and say missed opportunities as far as scoring some runs, and you know the saying, the answer is always the other way. And last night I thought you guys, to a T, is Hunter Renfroe, Christian Vasquez. It's just like when you guys sort of get locked in the other way, it seems like that offense just clicks.
Yeah, I mean, and this is around the league. Today I saw a stat of the Seattle bullpen. I think they got a 1.84 ERA this season. And, you know, pitchers are not giving in. And it seems like they're attacking everybody with four-seamers or hard stuff away. And it's kind of like, well, if you want to get under the ball, too bad for you, you know. And that's where everybody is swing-wise. So you got to take your hits. You got to stay up the middle, go the other way. Then when the game, you know, you go up six runs, then you don't see the plus-plus guys in those situations late in games. And that's when you can add on and hit your homers and all that. But I do believe that hitting at this level is a lot harder now because of the stuff. If you are in a dogfight in the sixth, seventh inning, you're going to see plus stuff regardless. You know, it's 97, 98, some guy throwing 100. So you better take your singles the other way, stay up the middle, because if not, it's going to be hard for you to get yours and get your RBIs.
So, I mean, I guess that's obviously why you just, you know, want these guys to be, I guess, just aggressive with their approach, knowing that the other guy's not backing down, so you can't yeah. be passive, right? So if you're passive, then you're just kind of, you know, walking into a trap.
The numbers, they back you up in that, you know, like 0-0 counts, 1-0 counts, 2-0 counts, 3-0 counts. We love swinging a 3-0. You have to take advantage of those counts because with two strikes, it's hard to hit. I don't know how, you know, obviously I know he's very talented. I know how he does it. But Xander Bogaerts is unreal. You know, Xander will take middle fastballs right away. He's down 0-1. And then he might take a good slider down and away. He's 0-2, and then he'll battle back, and he gets a double or hits a home run in a 2-2 count, and that's not easy to do. That's why in 18 we talk about it, right? Like you hunt fastballs and you put good swings on it and you do damage. I think we did an okay job in 19. I think the score of the ball games, especially early in the season, didn't help us to be aggressive. But this year, although we're chasing pitches, especially with men in scoring position, off-speed pitches, but we've been swinging at pitches middle-middle a lot, and that's what we need to do. It's very hard to hit at this level, and if you are behind in the count all the time, it's going to be harder.
I know we talked about this before the season, and you had a good idea as to what to expect. I thought it was interesting last night with you and A.J. Hinch out there as managers in that game last night, two guys who certainly paid the price and came forward and kind of basically took responsibility. Did you see the scene in Yankee Stadium at all last night where the fans were all over those Astros players? And I'm wondering how you feel about those Astros players, because they're going to get a lot more heat, I think, than you and AJ will. But really, did they pay the price that you guys paid?
Yeah, I saw it. And, obviously, it was interesting to say the least, you know. What we did was wrong. And, three people got suspended. Another one, he doesn't have a job in baseball. I still don't know how or why, because he was a player at that point. And then the guys, it's going to be around them for a while. And I know Dusty made a good point. There's only, four or five guys that play with us in 2017. But, I mean, this is what we did, and people are paying the price in different ways. And it was a different atmosphere in Yankee Stadium with only 10,000 people. I can only imagine when they have 100% when the Red Sox go there. That'll be interesting. But I mean, it wasn't easy. I know it's hard, and to some of those guys, they didn't get suspended. Obviously, we know that. But I knew it was going to be hard on them. The fans, they're going to remind us, what we did, and that's their right. You have to respect that. Like I said yesterday, there's a lot of people are happy that I'm back. There's others that they don't agree with it, and I understand that part. And I understand why in Texas they boo me, and when I go to Houston, I don't know. I don't even know what reaction I'm going to get there, right? Ooh. But I know in New York it's not going to be pleasant. But like I told you guys before the season, as a group, as a family, as an organization, we decided that this is what we wanted to do as a group, and I'm ready for it. It's something that I know it was going to happen. If I wasn't ready for it, I'll be in Caguas back home just with the kids and doing other stuff in my hometown.
So, Alex, you guys, not many transactions. A lot of it has to do with health, right, which has been nice. But obviously the minor league season starting up last night. And I know about a week ago, you obviously Franchy Cordero's name comes up, and you say, where's he going to get competitive at bats? Well, now you have a minor league season. How does the start of minor league season change as far as maybe this guy getting competitive at bats in AAA or seeing different bullpen arms? Do you want to see these guys for a week down there compete, or is there – how does that process work?
I mean, obviously they started yesterday, and the good thing about having the minor leagues is – that those guys are competing, people are getting prepared for them. They're prepared for the opposition. It's different, and they're going to keep getting better. They're going to keep, growing as players, and that's going to help us out. At the same time, as an organization, if we feel that, we need to make moves, now it's a lot easier because they're competing. It's not about the big leaguers. It's about, who we have in the minor leagues who's competing. Now everybody's competing. They're getting the repetitions. They're getting their four at-bats every single day. They're running the bases, playing defense, and that's what it's all about. So I think everybody's happy that minor league baseball is back. It helps every organization now. It's a lot easier to make decisions based on performance or resetting players or promoting players because of the performance, right? But you still have to be patient. They only play one game in AAA. But now you have those guys competing, so that helps you out.
You said, I think, a few days ago that Franchy, just kind of in a bad place or just struggling right now. And I get, you don't got to give up on the kid. He's a young kid. But he hasn't played much, right? The last 3 or 4 years, I think 2017 is the last time he got at-bats. And just, do you just think 450 at-bats, whatever, playing every day, maybe you get the most out of him if you give him that opportunity to play down there?
I mean, those decisions are, you know, we have to think about it as an organization. But right now, we do feel like he's making progress the last few days, making contact, swinging strikes, not chasing pitches. We were in the same boat a little bit with Hunter, and he starts swinging the bat. I mean, we're not going to give up on the kid. He has a lot of upside, and you know, one thing for sure, he hasn't stopped working. Like I said, he was in a bad place because it's one of those that you're so conscious about making contact that it's actually working against you because you're not aggressive. You're not putting your best swing in the pitches that you can drive. And in Texas, it felt better. It looked better. So hopefully he's playing tonight, actually. He's playing left field. Hopefully tonight, you know, he can, you know, hit a few balls off the wall and get going.
All right, so we're talking to Alex Cora, manager of the Boston Red Sox. So we got to get our weekly update on the most watched non-player on your team. That's Chris Sale. Heard that he threw off the mound yesterday. Can you just kind of break down the actual stages for me, the stages of Chris Sale? So he pitches off the mound. Now, is this just soft toss? Is this, okay, let me see if you can get to 50. Are you gradually ramping him up? And then what do you need to see in order to ramp him up?
Yesterday was just like, okay, you're doing an outstanding job with your flat ground. He's not throwing 100%, but there was a lot of effort behind those throws for the last week and a half. So yesterday was kind of like, okay, now we can move on to the next stage, and it's getting on the mound. I don't know how many pitches were. I don't think it was like 15 pitches. It was actually less. But for him to get on the mound, feel the mechanics, get that feel of, you know, throwing on the slope and throwing it to the plate, I talked to him yesterday, and he's excited. So now I don't know what's the next step. Probably kind of like flat ground and get back on the mound for X amount of pitches. And now you can see, you know, what might happen, right? I can't tell you, you know, when, but, you know, he feels now that this is going to be part of what we're going to do this year. He's going to be part of this, and he's very excited about it. I do believe him being around us the first few weeks of the season and the way we play, it gave him an incentive. It's not that he didn't want to come back, right? It's kind of like, shoot, I'm coming back to a good baseball team, and we have a chance to make something really cool happen here in Boston, and I'm going to be part of it. I think that actually helped him out, and all I can say, he's in a great place mentally, physically, and he's very excited about the chances of him contributing to a winning team.
Alex, you talked about getting full crowds at the ballpark, and unfortunately, I don't think we're going to have full crowds here until the third week of August, but you saw it in Texas. I'm sure it makes a difference. I wonder if you sense that there's any change in the whole process of you guys traveling and the testing and all of this stuff, because I got to believe it's a burden for a player that is accustomed to just having a normal schedule every single day.
We're actually playing against a team that is, they got the 85% people vaccinated. And you can tell in the dugout, it's a lot different. I tell you, I don't want to go into details with the testing and all that, but I can tell you, yesterday in the first inning was a lot different than over the weekend. It felt very quiet. I don't want to say the guys were flat because they came out to play. You saw that. But the atmosphere was so much different. And as a manager, you wonder, you know, like what we need to do to you know, if we fall behind, you know, what we have to do to get these guys going. You know, it didn't happen, but it was loud. It was loud from pitch one in Texas until the last one. I don't know if it made a difference score-wise, right? But the atmosphere was unreal, you know, something that these guys, they haven't had in a year and a half. And you could tell the difference for how good our fans have been. You know, the 5,000 people that come here and they get into it, it was night and day. And yesterday I was telling the coaches, I said, you know what, this is weird that, you know, it was so loud. you know, loud and a lot of noise, and then you come here and it felt a lot quieter, you know, than actually our previous homestands.
Do you are you guys close to that 85%? Or you know how much how close you are, I should say?
I don't know how close we are. I don't know how close we are, but we're trending up.
Do you think you're going to get there?
I believe so. Yeah.
You have to twist some arms with some of these guys?
No, I'm not twisting arms. I'm not twisting arms. I just gave my arm. They gave me my two shots. Actually, today is my second week after the second shot, so I think I can take Ubers and Lyft. Yeah, that's part of the rules.
Oh, so okay. So with now with the mask, without a mask, or does it even matter at this
point? No mask.
Wow.
While working out.
Jeez.
Yeah.
But you still got to wear one in the dugout, even though you're vaccinated, right?
Yes.
Even doing your post game interviews, I see you have a mask on. Is that just for?
Because Kevin is right around me, so we got to stick to the protocol.
Oh, okay.
Hey, one thing I wanted to ask you: you're talking about the stuff of these guys, and I agree with you. It's just ridiculous. Everyone throws 97 starters with nasty stuff. We were joking about like moving that mound back. And one thing came up yesterday we were talking about. I don't know if you've talked to pitchers or not, but has anybody started talking about how that adjustment would be? Not maybe with the fastballs, but with breaking balls. Like how difficult would that be for these guys if, say, they ever did something like that?
Well, there's a few players, and you play. I mean, back in the day, players adjust a little bit better, right? That, you know, this guy has a great breaking ball. Let me back up. You know, they will erase that chuck line of the batter's box, right, and then move back. And that breaking ball never got there. It was actually a ball, you know. And this is not me, but kind of like I play with Hector Villanueva. He played for the Cubs and who else? Hector played for whoever. And I played with him in winter ball, and he would tell, hey, he has a good breaking ball. Just erase that chuck line and move back. You know, I never did it, but, I mean, it's going to be hard to get it there. It's hard, and I think mechanics are going to be off, and we might run into more injuries, right? And there's a lot of people that are injured this year. So I don't know. I don't know if that's a great idea. I got to ask the pitchers how they feel about it. But like I said, man, just wait. Just wait for the season. Just play it out. See where we at offensively. See if they hit more home runs. Maybe it's the approach that is going to change. People are going to get back to hitting line drives up the middle the other way, and the game will, you know, we'll get back to normal, I think.
Okay, so obviously, how do you feel about Mac Jones being drafted with the 15th pick for the Patriots?
Pretty solid. I mean, that's
right?
A great pick.
A-plus?
That was a great pick. Yeah, I mean, you're the one. You're the expert, bro. You're the expert.
No, here's the thing about the NFL. Here's the thing. Everybody's an expert.
Right.
I mean, everybody is an expert.
And nobody's an expert.
And nobody knows anything.
Right.
That's the crazy part, because you guys are going against this guy.
They already started the pre-draft show in Bristol for next year. It started actually yesterday. It's amazing how they covered the draft for 12 months. You know, it's like, what is this?
It's, you know, just bringing it up because, you know, you guys are, you know, facing this guy tonight, number one overall pick in 2018. And he's finally seen, you know, he's finally getting some action. He's only made 12 career starts. And, you know, the comparison between how a football player comes up, you got to start right away. You draft these guys, you know, number one overall pick, and we're going to sit there and let you, you know, marinate for 3 years. What do you know about this guy? I mean, can you tell us anything about him now?
Fastball 94, 95 with a cutter, split, and a curveball. He got good stuff, you know. Like, you just got to be patient, get him in the zone, and put good swings on it.
Hey, is Rafi in there tonight?
Rafi's in there tonight, yeah.
No problems with that shoulder.
Nah, he's ready to go. Yeah.
All right, so I'm looking at the Doppler radar here. It looks like there's a nice window to get this game in tonight. Is that what you
mean? We got a window. A ventana. We got a ventana. Yeah. By the way, no.
Go ahead.
You hear the Spanish word the other day, unnesen by Ek. Do you guys...
No,
can we use it on the air? Is it okay? Start throwing swear words in Spanish on our airway here and get us fired.
They allowed it in this. It was about a breaking ball. You take a look at it, Lou, and you tell me if that's allowed. I mean, it was like.
Well, I'm gonna. Could you actually tell me the name of the Green Bay Packers general manager? That was even better.
So wait a minute. Hold on. You're asking
now.
Lou to interpret the Spanish word.
I gotta find the word.
Telling us?
No, you. I mean, you guys are bilingual too. Yeah. So yeah, you guys can look for it. Bilingual. Yeah.
For those of you who don't speak Spanish, El Nino Spanish. Means the Nino.
I gotta go. I got meetings.
Okay. Yeah. Now you want to get rid of us? All right. We'll talk to you next week. Have a good one. All right.
Thank you. You guys too.
Alex Corr, right here on OMF.